Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining that you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you were resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs. hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Breathe deep in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Spectacular Sky. The cozy cave grew dark and chilly as the sun began its nightly routine. The dragon hurried outside to watch the warm ball of light change from orange to red. As the sky transformed into a deep blue, the dragon decided to go visit the icy land once more. Smiling, the dragon extended its wings. The breeze filled them and gently lifted the dragon up into the dark sky. The dragon turned its head in the direction of the train tracks, spotted them, and followed the curving trail back to the land of ice and snow. Meanwhile, Bianca, the polar bear, gazed up at the deep, dark sky and noticed a shadow. It grew bigger and bigger. The polar bear realized it was the dragon returning. She hurried to tell Princely the penguin and Bo the beluga whale. As the dragon flew closer and closer, it noticed a penguin waddling quickly. Princely was easy to spot with his slick black feathers. The dragon searched for a spot to land and held its wings straight out, drifting gently to the ground. As the dragon landed, Bianca jumped up and gave the dragon a great big hug. The dragon's eyes opened wide in surprise, and Princely laughed and laughed. Bianca stepped back from the dragon and grinned from ear to ear. She felt happy to see her new friend. Then she noticed the look on the dragon's face. The little polar bear held up a paw to her mouth and said, "Oops, you probably didn't see me. I forget I'm close to invisible sometimes. I'm sorry I surprised you." The dragon took a deep breath in and out. And smiled to let the polar bear know that everything would be okay. Then the dragon took another deep breath in and out. The flames showed the dragon gently landing and Bianca waiting patiently as the dragon waved hello. Then the dragon in the fire image opened its arms, and the fire version of the polar bear ran in for a big hug. "Okay, I can do that next time," Bianca said. Then she added, "I'm so glad you're back, and I wanted to show you something spectacular. Let's go over by Bo so he can see it too." The curious dragon looked at Princely. The little penguin shrugged his shoulders. He didn't know what the little polar bear was talking about. Bianca led the dragon and penguin over to Bo's home and blew some bubbles into the water to let the whale know they were there. The little whale popped up smiling and said, "What's up, Bianca?" She answered, "Now that you're all here, I wanted to show you something that I found in the sky. I'm sure it will be back tonight." She pointed up, and the dragon noticed the sky flickered with a flush of green and then yellow. The little polar bear was right. Something was happening in the sky. Before long, the flashes of color transformed into ribbons of green and yellow light that danced across the sky. Princely, Bianca, and the dragon settled into the fluffy snow and watched the show. Bo held himself up at the surface of the water so that he could watch the spectacle as well. The four friends were silent as the green and yellow lights shimmered against the dark blue backdrop of the cool sky. Lost in the beauty of the moment, suddenly the dragon shivered from head to toe, tickled by a cold breeze. It was time to go back home. The dragon stood up and stretched, waved goodbye to Bianca, Bo, and Princely, and then headed over to the train station. The sparkling train smiled as the dragon approached. There was a warm cabin all ready for the chilly dragon. With a happy sigh, the dragon took a seat. What a magical place, the dragon thought, looking back at the land of ice and snow. The train traveled past the animal sanctuary, the beach, and then returned to the magical forest. Finally, back in its cozy cave, the dragon took a deep breath in and out. Using its fiery breath to light some logs, the dragon yawned and smiled, settling next to the crackling flames in the fireplace. The dragon circled around on the soft moss and lied down. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. The little dragon was happy Bianca had shared the light show with them. Thankful to have spent another night in the icy land, the dragon smiled and wished the little whale, penguin, and bear a peaceful night. In this moment, the dragon was very happy to be cozy and warm. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and then relaxed. Taking a deep breath in and out, the dragon melted into the warm glow of the fireplace. With another deep breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then, one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep in the warmth of the cozy cave, dreaming of the bright colors dancing across the sky. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.